The meeting was moved from the cramped boardroom to the Common Council chamber, expecting the large crowd which turned out for the fight. That was almost every speaker attacking the plan to take 6 teachers out of the school to pay for 16 teacher aides. The meeting featured student musicians, claims of dozing aides, attacks on the school system, the BTF, and Principal William Cressy. This is a fight which has been brewing since a grievance in 2010 over City Honors teachers not being forced to do jobs like hall monitor. Board member Larry Quinn says the current fight is a plot by the BTF.
This is a prior claim that was brought before we had this new contract, before we paid bonuses, before we made raises, before we made a whole series of concessions. It was timed and brought into the courts in the middle of the school year to create exactly the response we're getting. You're hurting kids, but they're wrapping themselves around you and saying, do this for the kids.
Quinn says the board made an offer, which he opposed, to settle the situation, and it was rejected without the teachers being polled. He wants the judge asked to delay a decision so there can be more talks to settle the fight and have it take effect after the end of the school year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.